This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And who do we have with us now, Fast Eddie?
Well, you know what? We've got a great thing going here. We've got this gentleman, Rob Peterson, and his project is fantastic. And I wish I was small enough to be involved in
this.
Oh,
I don't know. It sounds like a mobility scooter for seniors to me.
But he's got this project going called Pedal Venture.
Yeah, what is Pedal Venture?
Well, Pedal Venture is our attempt this year to try and set a new Guinness World Record for the largest parade of pedal-powered model airplanes.
Okay, what is the current Guinness record?
There isn't one. We've established a new category, and so Guinness will first create a category, and then you have to set out to try and set a record. So we're not actually breaking a record, we're setting a new record.
Gotcha.
We hope.
That probably takes a lot more planning than any of us can imagine.
Oh, my, more than I ever imagined, that's for sure. I thought at the beginning of this, the challenge was that we have to have at least 50 airplanes, and I thought that was going to be our greatest challenge. I'm pretty confident that we're going to have more than 50 airplanes, but the big challenge is beyond that, not just organizing the event, but there's 40 pages of regulations that Guinness sends out to you that have to be followed in order to establish the record. So just getting 50 airplanes
pages
does not give you the record.
How do you get an 8-year-old to read a 40-page document?
Really?
We send it to their parents.
Yeah, right.
Give them homework.
Yeah. Wow.
Just what kids want to do. I'm going to be part of a world record, but there's 40 pages of regulations.
Can you imagine the emergency procedures? Should you lose a pedal, please turn clear of the
pattern. In case of emergency, declare an emergency and turn right.
Yeah. Wow. So what kind of a response have you gotten? I mean, do you think you're going to get the 50, 60, 100?
I do. The best guess right now, we've been holding the numbers aside until today, but right now, my best guess is that we're going to have somewhere between 55 and 60 airplanes. So we're pretty confident that we will get the 50 that we need, but we have to have at least 50 successfully complete the parade route. That's the challenge.
How long is the parade route?
1 kilometer.
Wow.
Ooh.
Which is a long way for anybody small enough to fit in a pedal plane. A kilometer is a long distance.
I guess we better build some bigger pedal planes.
I'm in.
Yeah.
These are all privately owned pedal planes, too, right? So you had to go find them.
Gary Sampson owns a company that makes kits for these. He's contributing 14 pedal planes. But other than that, his business-owned airplanes, the rest of them are all private individuals, yes.
Okay, and how is the current pilot shortage affecting the attempt?
That's a great question. I don't think we're going to see much of a pilot shortage today.
Very good.
I think we may have more of an airplane shortage than a pilot shortage.
There you go. Have you got a sequencing in mind, which airplane is going to lead?
We have a few spots sort of predetermined, but largely no. That's all going to kind of come in the sequence of registration because it's a lot of paperwork involved. And so we're trying to streamline that process as much as possible by keeping the order of the planes flexible because that's not really relevant to the record.
Right.
It's the paperwork that's relevant.
I was going to say, they've sure taken the fun out of setting the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the old days, you just had a beer and you did it. Can't do that with this.
No. Yeah, well, I guess, I can't even imagine the regulations, what they're looking for.
Well, wait a minute.
Obviously, it's irrefutable proof.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a huge part of it. Photographic evidence, video evidence. We have to have stewards and witnesses that are, some of those positions have to be pre-approved by Guinness, so it's a lot of pre-planning. Since they don't have a representative here, we have to make sure that we supply all the documentation that they need from a distance to observe it and approve or deny the application.
Wow. I dare say I don't think there'll be a second attempt to break it if there's that much paperwork involved.
You may very well be right.
Yeah.
Wish us good luck today. We need it.
So who do they award the record to? Your organization?
Well, even that is still sort of up in the air, to be honest.
Okay.
Guinness is not always very clear in their requirements on things. It's an individual or a group, and we don't know if they can take more than one individual names or if we're just going to have to give ourselves a group name. I don't know yet.
Right. Well, you kind of have to work that out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, we have some time after the event to submit everything. So,
where is this 1 kilometer parade route?
Celebration Way. It's going to start just off of that. We'll make a very short distance from the start line till we make a right turn on Celebration Way. We do a U-turn, and it finishes at Boeing Plaza for a group photo.
Wow. Nice.
Sounds like fun.
Okay, and how are you going to work their communications? You know, everybody just got to have the right frequency in their radio.
We're all going Nordo.
Radios. Yeah. Hand signals are appropriate.
It's all hand signals today.
Do you have a landing signal officer, too, just for those guys that's right, carrier that's planes?
Right. Yeah, they all have to get down the chute, the finish line, and then they can fan out from there. We'll okay. have ground crew to stage them.
Yeah, break for landing, right? Yeah.
I was going to say afterwards, are you going to have it like a demolition derby in celebration?
Oh, we hope not.
Yeah, really.
That's not how we want to celebrate.
I had a question that went right out of my head.
Is there a category for adults? Because I'd like to compete in this
adults
with a constellation.
Adults could be included in it, too. There's no size limitation for it.
There we go. We'll be in
so
next
start
year.
Building.
So you're saying if I can stuff myself into one of them little pedal planes, yeah, we got to have the EAA radio pedal plane challenge.
Yep, there
you
go.
What about, you know, there's quite a range of speed differences in these pedal plates, aren't there?
It's going to be a slow parade today because basically all of the airplanes have to stay within two vehicle lengths of each other, which is about
Are
eight
you
or
serious?
9 feet. So it's a tight formation.
That's,
so
that's
be
one
slow.
Of the requirements?
Yes. That's part of those 40 pages.
Are they going to have to go to school for formation training?
they must have already.
Well, we figured if you put, 50, 65, or 6-year-old kids in an airplane and turn them loose, what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? Wow. So the issue is not pilot competence so much as it's pilot cooperation.
Yeah, really. But he cut me off.
Yeah.
You going to have any Blue Angel kids in there by any chance or Thunderbird kids?
We're looking for low and slow.
Low and slow, huh?
Yeah.
What about full pilot suits and helmets? Is that
we had at least one of those last year, yeah.
There
we
you go.
We had a flight suit guy.
Nice.
Aviator shades and everything, the Ray-Bans.
Oh, my God.
He's probably going to lead it this year.
It's a little Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Exactly.
We had a girl who wore a cape for it last year.
Oh, that's cool, especially if you're in a biplane.
So it's not only a pedal plane extravaganza, but it's a fashion show as well.
It kind of turns out that way. Yeah, we'll see what shows up this year.
And the celebration will be the pizza party at the end.
Oh, and they give out a prize for Concours, best looking aircraft.
Actually, it sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, the kids, I hope, are getting into it.
Yeah, I mean, last year was sort of a dry run for this. We didn't have all the regulations worked out with Guinness and everything. So we did it just strictly for fun last year. It was a much shorter course and only about half as many airplanes. And all of that chaos that we were expecting never materialized. The kids actually did a fantastic job.
Wow.
For complete novices, most of them.
Natural formation pilots.
They were. It went great.
Wow. You're going to do a missing man?
No, missing kid. The
missing kid, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
We hope everybody makes it to the end and nobody's missing.
It's only 1 kilometer, people. How lost can you get?
Yeah. Save yourself. I can't make it.
I can just hear it now. Some kids go, I've lost my engine. Eject.
Wow, we're having way too much fun. But this is a very serious effort. How long have you been planning this?
Well,
we said last year was a dry run.
Yeah,
so.
We started the application process with Guinness about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. It didn't come together last year to make it an official attempt. So after that, we sort of reapplied and explained some of the problems that we had with Guinness's regulations. Originally, they wanted 2 miles and 100 airplanes.
Uh-huh.
And we said, there's just no way. We can't do that. So there was some back and forth, and they settled on the 1 kilometer and 50 airplane requirements.
Yeah,
so,
really. I mean, you want the first response to that first requirement, do you have a 6-year-old kid?
Yeah. Well, our response was just no. We can't
exactly.
do that to somebody. That's just too much, and we won't get that many airplanes. So it was kind of a
no-brainer.
You
won't get that many at the end, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely not.
Attrition rate would be horrendous.
Okay, celebration way to...
Yeah,
okay.
We're starting just between the aviation products tent, which is right in front of the EAA warehouse. Just a little bit down from there, you can see it from there, will be the starting line and the staging area. And we'll make a turn up and down Celebration Way and finish at Boeing Plaza.
Are you going to have representatives from ATC to help guide them along?
We're bringing our own air traffic controller, ground traffic controllers.
There you go. It's mainly to keep pedestrians from walking in front of them.
There will be a kid in a little Barbie car with a sign that says, follow me.
Follow me. Wow. And then they have to have signs, pedal plane parking.
Yeah. Little guys with flags, protect our pedal planes.
I'll tell you what, though. They used to have the pedal planes. Our studio used to be in a different location, and the pedal planes used to be right next door. And my son used to spend hours on those pedal planes.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a great form of entertainment for the young kids. So I'm really kind of, this is going to be really cool.
This is.
And I'm sure they're going to get such a charge out of it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a great time last year. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
And so this year it's going to be about twice the size.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Oh, the XP-82 pedal plane, yes. Is that going to be in this?
I'm told that it is, yeah. Nice. I heard some rumors about this recently, but just a couple of days ago they unveiled it. It's at the Aviation Products tent. Yeah, we will have a pedal-powered, two-pedal-powered.
That's right, it's a dual pilot, it's twin engine. So yeah.
Last year we had an electric version of that same airplane. I'm not sure if that's going to be there this year or not.
Oh, interesting.
If it shows up, we'd be happy to put it in the parade, but it's not pedal-powered.
Right.
Correct. Okay.
Get everybody's attention, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Rob Peterson of Pedal Venture. You got a website real quick?
We're just based... No, is the short answer.
Okay.
There's a Facebook group that's just called Pedal Planes, where everybody kind of gathers to talk about this stuff, and that's where we've done most of our awareness for it.
Okay, very, very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.